Welcome to The Money Show. Tech with Toby coming up in a couple of minutes' time. But first, let's just revisit a story you would have heard earlier today. The regulators, the South African Health, what are they? Oh, I've forgotten. It's been a year, 18 months of saying SAHPRA, and I've forgotten. But the regulators using rejecting the use of the Russian Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine. There's been huge political pressure, of course, on the regulators to approve the use of this vaccine. And now the regulators are saying there are concerns that this particular jab could increase the risk of men becoming infected with HIV. The jab does not cause HIV. It just has an effect on the immune system, which makes them more vulnerable to becoming infected with HIV. Joan van Dijk is a senior journalist at the Bexisa Health Journalism Centre. And Joan, just looking at this decision, it's a massively courageous decision. It's the correct decision because there are unanswered questions when it comes to the Sputnik V vaccine. What is the state of play with its usability then in South Africa into the future?
Yes, well, I think today's announcement means that it probably won't be added to South Africa's list of vaccines that we're using in the rollout. That's not something that the health department won't be able to procure this if it's not been given the green light by our regulator. And the reason for that is because the vaccine, which is a two-dose vaccine, like the Pfizer one, it's not an mRNA vaccine, it's an adenovirus vaccine, which means the Trojan horse kind of thing that it sneaks this, little antibody into your body with, is called an adenovirus. There's two different types that it uses. The first one is not the one that SAHPRA has a problem with. The second jab uses a different kind of virus than the first one, which is also, the other vaccines don't do that. And this specific Trojan horse is called the adenovirus type 5, and that's the one that SAHPRA has an issue with. The reason for that is because with previous HIV research, we've seen that some worrying results that if you have exposure to this vector, there's an increased risk for HIV infection for HIV negative people. So it's not specifically that there's something with your immune system that it changes. It's okay. Something to do with this. Yes, it's a kind of common misconception that it's actually more of a risk for HIV negative people. And that's particularly important for South Africa. We have such a high number of new infections of HIV every year, and in general, we've got 15% of the population living with the virus. So that's a very big pool that could possibly, that could spread the virus. And if we're introducing this, there's something about this adenovirus, this Trojan horse that this Sputnik V vaccine is using, that just makes people more likely to become. And specifically men in these HIV vaccine trials, they were more likely to become infected with HIV. So that, I think, basically rules out Sputnik V for us, unless they can provide data that shows otherwise. Maybe they collect data in the meantime.
South Africa is at the forefront of global research into HIV purely because of the scale of the problem that we have. It's one of the reasons why we have such effective virologists and regulators in the space of viruses is because of the high incidence of HIV. I'd be curious to know whether or not anyone else in the world has flagged similar concerns previously, or whether this is the first time the Sputnik V vaccine has been called into question this way.
Well, surprisingly, this Sputnik V vaccine is actually in use in 70 countries at the moment. It's been approved by various countries, just to name a few: Brazil, Egypt, India, Mexico, Nigeria, Namibia, and a whole list of them. But it's important to note that none of the regulatory bodies that approve this vaccine appear on the WHO's list of stringent and strict and kind of between the lines reliable regulators. The European Medicines Agency, for example, has not signed off on it. Neither has the FDA in the United States. SAHPRA hasn't. And the World Health Organization also is waiting for some more data. So where it is has been in use, those aren't bodies that we really look to for guidance.
Joan van Dijk, thank you. Senior journalist at BKC Health Journalism Centre.